First of Kings, chapter 21. After these things, this is where Ahab has been really condemned by God for not being obedient in killing Ben-Hadad after God gave him the great victory, and he goes home sulky because he's really just an overgrown, spoilt kid. It happened after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, right next to the palace of Ahab. Ahab, who's just come home in a sulky mood, we've read in chapter 20, spoke to Naboth, saying, "Give me your vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it's near to my house. And I'll give you for it a better vineyard, or if it's better to you, I'll give you what it's worth in money." Naboth said to Ahab, "Yahweh forbid me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to you." Now, God had arranged it so that each family had a specific inheritance, and they were not to sell that inheritance. That was God's intention when they first entered the land, when they'd come out of Egypt. And I think it's the same with us, that God has given us, or is developing for us, a unique personal place in his kingdom. As Jesus says in the parable, one will have five cities to reign over, another will have two cities to reign over. We will all have our specific job to do for God, our place in God's kingdom that will be unique to us. So Naboth says the right thing to the king, "I can't sell it to you because we don't sell inheritances in Israel." Ahab came into his house sullen and angry, just like he did after he got condemned for not killing Ben-Hadad. For Naboth had said, "I won't give you the inheritance of my fathers." He laid himself down on his bed and turned away his face and wouldn't eat any food. What a sulk. What a spoilt kid, overgrown kid. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, "Why is your spirit so sad that you won't eat your food?" He said to her, "Because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite, and I said to him, 'Give me your vineyard for money, or else, if it pleases you, I'll give you another vineyard for it.' And he said, 'I won't give you my vineyard.'" Jezebel, his wife, said to him, "Do you really now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise, eat bread, let your heart be merry. I'll get you the vineyard of Naboth." So she wrote letters in Ahab's name and sealed them with his seal and sent the letters to the elders who were in his city who lived with Naboth. She wrote, saying, "Proclaim a fast and set Naboth on high among the people. Set two men, base fellows, before him and let them testify against him, saying, 'You cursed God and the king.' Then carry him out and stone him to death." The men of his city, even the elders and nobles who lived in his city, did as Jezebel had said to them. Well, how weak they were. Naboth stood up against Ahab and said, "No, I'm not going to sell you the inheritance of my fathers." But these guys, most people aren't like that. They just caved in. They knew, obviously, Naboth was a good man and this was a lie. And especially for Jezebel to say, "Oh yeah, stone this guy to death because he cursed God." Well, she didn't believe in Yahweh. She actually hated Yahweh, God of Israel. So she's just using this as an excuse, picking up part of the law of God and twisting it around. So they proclaimed a feast and set Naboth on high among the people. And the two men came in and sat before him. The base fellows testified against him in the presence of the people, saying, "Naboth cursed God and the king." And they carried him out of the city and stoned him to death with stones. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, "Naboth has been stoned and is dead." Now, actually later on, you can realize, or you read in later history in the Bible, that they actually killed all of Naboth's sons as well. When Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, Jezebel said to Ahab, "Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, which he refused to give you for money, for Naboth is not alive but dead." When Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, he went down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. The word of Yahweh came to Elijah, saying, "Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel. He's in the vineyard of Naboth, where he's gone down to take possession of it." You shall speak to him, saying, Thus says Yahweh, have you killed and also taken possession? Now Ahab might have said, I didn't kill anybody. But the point is, by not restraining his wife, he effectively did kill Naboth. And so God sees right through human action, and he sees to the motives, and it's no good trying to argue that, I didn't do it. Well, if that was your intention and you didn't stop it happening, then you did do it. So you shall speak to him, saying, Thus says Yahweh, in the place where dogs licked the blood of Naboth, dogs will lick your blood, even yours. Ahab said to Elijah, Have you found me, my enemy? He answered, I have found you, because you sold yourself to do evil in the sight of Yahweh. I will bring evil on you, and will utterly sweep you away, and will cut off from Ahab every male. I will make your house like the house of Jeroboam son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, for the provocation with which you have provoked me to anger, and have made Israel to sin. Yahweh also spoke of Jezebel, saying, The dogs will eat Jezebel by the rampart of Jezreel. The dogs will eat him who dies of Ahab in the city, and the birds of the sky will eat him who dies in the field. There was none like Ahab, who sold himself to do what was evil in the sight of Yahweh, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. They were a terrible couple. He did abominably in following idols, according to all that the Amorites did, whom Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel. It happened when Ahab heard those words, he tore his clothes, put sackcloth on his flesh, and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. The word of Yahweh came to Elijah, saying, See how Ahab humbles himself before me? Because he humbles himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days will I bring the evil on his family. We're going to read on about how Ahab goes back and does some pretty bad things. So man comes down very small before God sometimes, and Ahab did at this time. And yet he didn't stay small, he didn't stay soft and humble, just like we don't when we slip away from feeling like that. And that's really what we've got to do, to allow ourselves to be brought down soft and humble, and to stay like that in our lives. God only sometimes works in our lives to bring us down all soft and humble. He doesn't do it, in a sense fortunately, in a sense unfortunately. He doesn't do it every day, but we've got to stay down. As Peter says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.